1-800-875-1944.
We have multiple things we're going to talk about tonight on America Tonight. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging with you from coast to coast and everywhere in between. Michael Jackson's doctor apparently gave him the powerful drug and anesthesia that ultimately led to his death. Is this a surprise to anyone? Meanwhile, the NFL says, hello, Michael Vick, but they also have a stern warning. At least the commissioner, Roger Goodell, does. In sports shorts, we'll let you hear all about that. Seven people in North Carolina are facing terrorism charges, jihadists lying in wait to attack, but their plan is thwarted, thank goodness. The Senate is about to review Don't Ask, Don't Tell, although nothing really, again, will officially happen. It'll all get kicked to the fall, just like I think health care will, and a slew of other things like climate control. But right from the get-go, here's where we land. The controversy over Professor Gates is far from over in sleepy Cambridge, Mass. Now the 911 caller is upset. She says she didn't mention anything about black suspects when she called. Here is the 911 tape that was released today.
Just having an older woman standing here, and she had noticed two gentlemen trying to get in a house at that number, 17 Ware Street, and they kind of had to barge in, and they broke the screen door, and they finally got in, and when I had looked, I went further closer to the house a little bit after the gentlemen were already in the house. I noticed two suitcases. So I'm not sure if these are two individuals who actually work there, I mean, who live there.
You think they might have been breaking?
I don't know, because I have no idea. I just noticed.
You think the possibility might have been there? What do you mean by botched in? Did they kick the door in?
No, they were pushing the door in, like the screen part of the front door was kind of like
cut. How did the door itself with the lock?
I didn't see a key or anything because I was a little bit away from the door, but I did notice that they pushed there.
And what do they suitcases have to do with anything?
I don't know. I'm just saying that's what I saw. I'm just showing.
You know what apartment they broke into?
No, they're just the first floor. I don't even think that it's an apartment. It's 17 Ware Street. It's a house. It's a yellow house. Number 17. I don't know if they live there and they just had a hard time with their key, but I did notice that they kind of used a shoulder to try to barge in, and they got in. I don't know if they had a key or not because I couldn't see from my angle. But, you know, when I looked a little closely, that's what I saw.
Hispanic. Are they still in the house?
They're still in the house, I believe, yeah.
Are they white, black, or Hispanic?
Well, there were two larger men. One looked kind of Hispanic, but I'm not really sure. And the other one entered, and I didn't see what he looked like at all. I just saw her from a distance, and this older woman was worried, thinking someone's breaking in someone's house. They've been barging in. And she interrupted me, and that's when I had noticed. Otherwise, I probably wouldn't have noticed it at all, to be honest with you. So I was just calling because she was a concerned neighbor, I guess.
Okay. Are you standing outside?
I'm standing outside, yes.
All right, we'll place her on the way. You can meet them when they get there. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is...
All right, we're on the way.
Okay. Yeah. All right, I guess I'll wait. Thanks.
All right, so that's the 911 call in question. Now, Wendy Murphy is the woman's name. She's got an attorney representing, the attorney is Wendy Murphy. And the woman who made the 911 call, of course, has representation. Her name is Lucia Whalen because she feels like she's being crucified for describing the people who broke in as black men. And in that call, she never said that. So she wanted to make it clear that I did not describe people breaking in as black men. What it turned out to be, of course, was Harvard professor Henry Louis Gates, who was trying to get back into his house, could not get in, and the person who drove him helped him, and that's what she thought she saw as far as a break-in, because in the neighborhood there had been a bunch of break-ins recently. So she thought she was being the good neighbor by making the call. And then, of course, Pandora's box, as I'm calling it, was ripped off at the seams when the president was asked about the arrest of Gates, who kept arguing with the officers, Sergeant Crowley, when he showed up and asked for identification. And then that started what has now snowballed, blossomed into this big race debate and the whole idea of race relations in America as to what is going on. This happened, this arrest happened July 16th, so it has been pretty heated, and it really, really was going when President Obama said that the police acted stupidly in arresting Gates after he gave identification that showed he lived in the house. But the reason he was arrested is because of the fuss that he was kicking up, and the police say they followed the procedure that they always follow, no matter who it is or where they are. So now Cambridge has announced that the law enforcement in Cambridge has announced that they've created a panel to advise police on racial issues as a result of this arrest. In fact, the city manager made a big speech at a news conference, once again claiming they're committed to making sure the city isn't defined by what happened, because it's very tough to move forward when they've got camera crews and people and reporters crawling all over the place. But this all, the torch was lit once Obama made the comments about the police department, which, of course, he tried to take back heading into the weekend. We know the story. We've talked about it on a previous America Tonight. Now wanting to have beers with both men, the sergeant and Professor Gates. Professor Gates says he wants it behind him as well and that we need to move forward. But it's far from over, because there are some other things happening, like the woman who called in with the attorney feeling that she needed representation because she's been attacked by bloggers and chat rooms, and that she's racial profiling when she called the police. And you could clearly, clearly hear that that was not at all what she said. And in the meantime, will the police department take any action? Will Gates himself take any action? It seems as though Crowley, Sergeant Crowley, and the union and Gates as well are both not heading in that direction. But as I said, far, far, far from over. We go back to the same thing. If you weigh in on this, who's at fault here? And the fault is that it just should not have been magnified. And once it became news because of that question, after the healthcare reform news conference by Obama, then it spiraled out of control. And everybody is still weighing in. The mayor says Gates shouldn't have been arrested, that that was wrong. The police commissioner is standing by the arrest report. And then Obama himself, once again, bounces back and says he didn't mean to slight the cops. Hey, coming up on the show, we'll talk obviously more about this Harvard situation or Cambridge situation. Also more on Michael Jackson and the crazy doctor. Crazy, I say, because he gave him the drugs that he wanted, and now Jackson dies, and he could end up behind bars. He could be charged with that. Coming up, we're going to talk with Mike Lieber, who's calling for a new constitutional convention. You know I rail on this all the time. What is happening to our Constitution? That's up for discussion next on ATN.
These guys are nosy. Who do they think they are?
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 27, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $956.30. A 1-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $983.59, $491.79 for the half ounce, or $245.90 for a quarter ounce. That's $983.59, $491.79, or $245.90.
Bailout equals market distortions increase money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins are decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust, or is it time to ensure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold and silver coins, 800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems, or would you like to call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237? That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
We talk about this a lot on America Tonight. Hey, hey, everybody, you know how I feel about the Constitution. Kate, always pleased to be the captain of the ship called America Tonight. And the Constitution, I've talked about this growing up outside of Philadelphia and how much it means to me and how many times I strolled past Independence Hall and honestly had it drummed into my brain from the time I was a kid, just how vital the Founding Fathers were. And absolutely, that document is key to what makes our government work. Right now, we're seeing some big challenges to the Constitution, certainly with hate crimes. I'm worried, frankly, about freedom of speech. I'm worried about the right to bear arms. We see what's happening across the country as far as guns are concerned and the right to protect yourself. But there's so many directions you could go in with the Constitution. So joining us now is a guy named Mike Lieber, who is rallying and pushing hard for the new constitutional convention. Wouldn't that be something? He's got a master's degree in political science. He was in the Army for 11 years as an enlisted man. We thank him for that, and an officer. And he is also an author. The book is called Inception, and it's the first of three big ones coming out. So, Mike, we appreciate you hanging with us here on ATN.
Hello, Kate. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Let's talk about the Constitution. Let's jump right into the fray. And one that we've brought up a lot because recently what's happened, obviously, with $1 trillion and counting and how much the national debt, where we're headed in that direction and what we're leaving future generations. Here's a great question. Should our Constitution limit spending and borrowing to protect the future people who come down the line?
Well, certainly in the context of my book, which I don't know whether you mentioned this to your audience or not, but it is fiction. However, it's based on the very real premise and what I believe is an urgent need to take a look at our Constitution. The fictional group, which I call Ops Populi, and that's the title of the series, and it means power to the people. and they firmly believe that the government should be limited in its spending, because to do otherwise, to incur the kind of debt that we're incurring right now, is really such a severe violation of our most sacred principle not taxing people without representation. And that's what we're doing to future generations of Americans, unborn Americans. Our children and grandchildren are going to have to pay for this mess that we've created.
Yeah, I think it's ridiculous, and I think it's going to get worse before it gets better. Something else that comes up a lot on the show, there's people who support Obama. There's people who are rather skeptical. We're seeing that his numbers are going down. He still would be considered popular in recent polls, but a lot of the numbers have gone in the opposite direction for some of the things that have happened, obviously, with the spending and taxing and all that sort of stuff. But the question becomes, is this presidency headed in the direction of a monarchy? And I think it's fair to question that.
Well, I believe that systemically our government, regardless of the people that we elect, they're really two sides of the same coin. I mean, when push comes to shove, a Democrat and a Republican, the typical Democrat and Republican really are not that different in terms of the policies they espouse. Of course, there are more extremes on either side of the spectrum. The system is so broken now that it's just basically a runaway government. It's really become something more of a social oligarchy than it is a federal republic, like it was originally envisioned by our founding fathers. Yes, the federal government has usurped a lot of power over the years, and it's become particularly acute, since 2000, or since 9/11.
Boy, no doubt. Hey, when we first jumped on here, I said that you were calling for a new constitutional convention. What is the reality of that happening? There are other people saying the same thing.
Well, I believe with the advent of the Internet that it is much more practical, much more possible than it ever has been in the 232 years of our republic's existence, because heretofore we, the people, the masses of citizens in the country, have had a brick wall in front of us in terms of being able to organize and mobilize the numbers, the sheer numbers of people that it would take to affect this kind of change. So I believe it's possible. I'm very optimistic that if more people read about this and become aware that it's even possible, Kate, you would be just astounded, or maybe you wouldn't, at how many people I talk to on a daily basis that don't even realize that this is a possibility, that there is hope for American citizens to take back control of their government. They don't even think it's possible and are just astounded when they find out that it is. Written right into our Constitution that we can have a convention. So I believe that it can be done. I'm going to do everything in my power to make it happen.
Yeah, I agree with you. I say it all the time, power to the people. It's why I started doing America Tonight, that, you have representation, you can push, and the more you push and the more that you're out there and you're active and you're letting your voice be heard, well, that's what our country was founded on, absolutely. I hope it becomes a reality. I also mentioned that you were in the Army for over a decade, so this would have to be close to your heart, to something that you care about, what we're seeing happen with our troops. And a lot of people have questioned who should ultimately have the power to deploy U.S. troops. Your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are that, if we're going to follow the Constitution, we need to have the war-making power reside squarely within Congress. The president does need the authority to act quickly in dire national emergencies, But I do not believe that any of our current engagements, wars, if you will, are, you know, constituting a national emergency. So I think that we either got to stop pretending that we are a constitutional republic and follow the letter of our supreme law, or we've got to come together and decide we're going to be something different. And that's what the whole book is premised on. Not Mike Lieber's thoughts, although I have put a couple of things in there that I feel strongly about, but just giving the people the opportunity to decide what the proper role of our federal government's going to be going forward. Do we want to revert back to something and revert not in the derogatory context, but go back to what our founding fathers envisioned, or do we want to maintain what we have now, which I do not want to see happen, but, you know, it is the people's government. If they decide that they like what we have, then it needs to be formalized, and we have to stop pretending that we're a constitutional republic. And that's exactly what we're doing right now. I mean, this government is, you know, nothing but a fraud, a counterfeit.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I say people need to go back and reread the Constitution and what a brilliant document it is if you think of how long ago it was written and how significant it has become. And it's a cornerstone that certainly I think can fit into what's worked so well in the past. So I would like to see some reversion happen there, which is why a constitutional convention would be fantastic if that could happen. And as I said, there are other people certainly pushing for that. All right, somebody wants to pick up a copy of Inception. Where can they get it, Mike?
They can get it in all the bookstores, all the online retailers. And if I can, I'll give out my website. They
sure.
can get it directly from the publisher, www.op-usa.org. That's Ops Populi, you know, the two letters, op-usa.org. And I hope people will read it, and there's plenty of material out there on the nonfiction market, of course, that talks about the Constitution and the founding principles of our republic. I would recommend that any and all of it be read.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you 100%. Mike, we'll talk to you down the road, and good luck with your books.
Great, Kate. Thank you.
Coming up next on America Tonight, Jackson's doctor gave him the drug that killed him. At least that's what the cops are saying now. There is an investigation that's been ongoing, and apparently they're closer to nailing Dr. Conrad Murray. More details round the bend.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe.
trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
Let's jump to what I was just talking about. The doctor and Michael Jackson. There were lots of doctors when it came to Michael Jackson, but here's the deal. The refusal to do what you do when you're a doctor, and that's just say no and not give the supply of drugs and things like Diprovan and anesthetic that really shouldn't be given to people outside the operating room. Apparently, it's looking like more and more it was definitely given to him by this Houston doctor who now finds himself certainly in the middle of more than hot water. It's boiling. It's scalding at this point, waiting for toxicology reports. That's coming out in the next day or week or so. You know, it varies as to the timetable. There's still some finishing touches on that. And once they get those, there's a great chance that this doctor out of Houston, where they tossed his office, will find himself being charged with something in connection with Michael Jackson. You know, that's why he had the doctor working so fast and furiously to try to save him. He had to know, oh, no, you got to be kidding me. I give him this Diprovan and look where this ends up. And Michael Jackson was refused by many people. And, of course, what happens is, then you're dropped. You're not part of the entourage. You're not getting the front row tickets. You're not getting to be part of Michael Jackson's life. But the personal doctor giving him that anesthetic to help him sleep, what they're saying now, according to these investigators, is, hey, that's the drug that killed it. That's the drug that killed the pop singer, no question. And once they wrap this up, Dr. Conrad Murray, who's just 51, and he's been identified all over the place. Like I said, they tossed his office, etc. So he'll be the guy that they're able to maybe charge in manslaughter after that raid and whatnot. Wow. Now, his lawyer is saying he didn't prescribe or even give anything that should have killed Michael Jackson when they were asked about it. They had an official statement and then said, we're not going to comment on rumors or innuendos or unnamed sources or any of that kind of stuff. But they found several drugs and an IV line and three tanks of oxygen in the bedroom and 15 more oxygen tanks in the security guard's shack. He had problems sleeping, and that was part of the whole idea of why he was given this intravenous drip, apparently, that helped with the drug. But just more and more crazy stuff as a result of his death. And we certainly haven't heard the last of this. Rather, I think that we'll hear more coming out of it. Might not just be this doctor too. There might be somebody else tied to it as well. Here's a case that might be of interest to some people. Lawyers are starting to get their case ready in that music downloading lawsuit filed by the recording industry against a Boston University student. Guarantee that student had absolutely no idea. Joel Tannenbaum is at the heart of this. Kid from Providence, Rhode Island, downloading songs, making music files, and then doing this distribution on a file-sharing network. So that starts on Monday in Beantown. And this is the second case to go to trial. Remember, last month, there were the federal jury in Minneapolis ruled that a Minnesota woman has to pay $1.92 million for infringement of the recording industry's copyrights by posting music on this site, the Kazaa File Sharing Network. And they've actually threatened about 35,000 people with charges of copyright infringement over the past years, mostly offering to settle for $3,000 to $5,000. Man, Donovan, can you imagine this, the girl in Minnesota, $1.92 million? Good luck trying to scrape that together.
Good luck getting it out of her, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. And now this other kid, same thing. I think they'll probably nail him too because they have the files. And so if he was copying them and posting them up there, I think that would be a deterrent for a lot of people trying to do it. Like, of course, now you can't really do it. I guess there is always a way to hack into it and figure out. But the music people want to be paid, man. They want their money.
They want to be paid, but if you think these people have, $1.9 million just hanging around, you would think they would buy the CD.
I know. Just buy the CD. It's cheaper. It's easier. You don't have to go through a trial. Are you kidding me? Oh, it's terrible. And I'm sure, think about it. You start, everybody's doing it. You're copying stuff. You're into music and you're loading everything up. I'm sure that they had no idea they'd be in the middle of these lawsuits. Well, you know that when you've heard some of the comments. I think I'd have to go for the settlement. I can pay $5,000. I think I'll take that instead of taking my chances in court. Well, not taking any chances, the president got in front of this. The United States and China are striking what you would call a conciliatory tone in public comments during economic talks. But China certainly is posing what some describe as pretty pointed questions behind closed doors. And what do you think the number one concern is? If you were thinking America's budget deficit, if you were thinking the carrot that they're dangling over our head, who holds our debt? Bing, bing, bing. Give yourself a pat on the back. So here's what President Obama had to say about relationships with China.
We can't predict with certainty what the future will bring, but we can be certain about the issues that will define our times. And we also know this. The relationship between the United States and China will shape the 21st century, which makes it as important as any bilateral relationship in the world. That really must underpin our partnership. That is the responsibility that together we bear. As we look to the future, we can learn from our past. For history shows us that both our nations benefit from engagement that is grounded in mutual interest and mutual respect. During my time in office, we will mark the 40th anniversary of President Nixon's trip to China. At that time, the world was much different than it is today. America had fought three wars in East Asia in just 30 years, and the Cold War was in a stalemate. China's economy was cut off from the world, and a huge percentage of the Chinese people lived in extreme poverty. Back then, our dialogue was guided by a narrow focus on our shared rivalry with the Soviet Union. Today, we have a comprehensive relationship that reflects the deepening ties among our people. Our countries have now shared relations for longer than we were estranged. Our people interact in so many ways, and I believe that we are poised to make steady progress on some of the most important issues of our times. My confidence is rooted in the fact that the United States and China share mutual interests. If we advance those interests through cooperation, our people will benefit and the world will be better off, because our ability to partner with each other is a prerequisite for progress on many of the most pressing global challenges.
All right, so check this out. Let me translate this for you. The Chinese have the largest foreign holdings of U.S. Treasury debt. You know what that is? $801.5 billion. Let me say that number again, $801.5 billion. They're worried that the deficits might spark inflation or a drop in the value of the dollar. Duh, we're already seeing that, and that would jeopardize their investment. Here is this specifically what, through an interpreter, that the assistant finance minister said, what the minister told reporters after Monday's talks wrapped up. This is a quote. We sincerely hope the U.S. fiscal deficit will be reduced year after year. The Chinese government is a responsible government, and first and foremost, our responsibility is the Chinese people. So, of course, we are concerned about the security of the Chinese assets. No kidding. So what that means is, you know what, boy, we're worried. We're worried about the U.S. because that's how much money we've got. That's how much money we have invested in your country. Now, Tim Geithner and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton were part of that team. The Chinese delegation sent over a couple of different people, including the vice premier and the Chinese state counselor, the assistant finance minister, basically the equivalent of that. And they're talking about the, you know, they were trying to stress the commitment, at least the U.S. side was trying to stress the commitment of getting our deficit down and what the economic outlook is. In fact, Geithner had to go to Beijing last month to assure the Chinese that the federal budget deficits, which are, of course, are ballooning because of the government trying to deal with recession and stabilizing finances, et cetera, would be reined in when the crisis passed. So, hey, look, any economist would tell you this. The Chinese are right to worry about our deficit because it's supposed to hit $1.85 trillion this year. Do you know that that is four times the previous record? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can talk about, oh, the agenda and include the foreign policy issues and, gee, we need to see the vision of the future with the Chinese. But what it's about is fending off the Chinese because they have the biggest carrot in the game, that $801.5 billion. Mm-hmm. You don't want the Chinese to panic. So, really, it was played down. The prospects for any kind of breakthroughs on anything major, that was kind of shelved. And that's, most of it was over the trade deficit with the United States. Because, look, you can look at the trade deficit for the loss of millions of U.S. manufacturing jobs. Millions, right? You can talk about cooperation, not confrontation. How can we have confrontation when so much is owed monetarily to the Chinese? Of course not. They have us by the short ones. On the flip side, news you can abuse, birthdays, and this day in history, so don't flip that dial.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FCP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable. For around 75 cents per day, each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. First 500 callers that call 1-800-210-1922 right now will get a free one-week supply with no obligation, no credit card, and no auto ship. That number again is 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922.
Remember 2002, those 9 coal miners who were trapped in that Kew Creek mine in Somerset, PA? They were rescued after 77 hours underground. That was a great finish. And scary, scary times for those families who weren't so sure that that was going to happen. We have other things that we're going to talk about, including Jackie Kennedy. She was born in 1929 on this day, way back when in history. For birthdays, we got a ton of them. I say you're going to recognize at least 8, the most I've ever said. 8 people on the list, including one of them I'm going to give you right now, actress Sally Struthers. Remember Sally Struthers? You see her late, late night pitching for the kids. She is 61 years old, but you might see her on TV land now in those old Archie Bunker reruns. In the meantime, we have upside-down, all-around crazy news you can abuse, including this story. I guess you can never trust a woman in a bikini. This is from Mississippi. The cops in Mississippi say a woman was carjacked by a bikini-clad suspect who they say later tried to rob an RV dealership. 24 years old, this woman approached another woman in her driveway and demanded the car. The woman, I think, was put off guard by how she was dressed. And the woman gave up the car without a fight, asking only for time to remove her kids from the inside. She then drove the car to the business. She told employees she had a gun, demanded money. They didn't believe the claim. and restrained her until the cops arrived. She was under the influence of drugs or alcohol or something, and she was charged with carjacking and assault. What a waste. She could have been stoned out of her mind and just went and did that. Here's a strange fetish. Who would think that it has to do with eyeglasses? An Illinois man accused of stealing more than $45,000 worth of eyeglasses, actually, from Milwaukee stores. It did so because he says he enjoys being around eyewear. 38-year-old Jerry Lowry, charged with 3 counts of armed robbery, one of fleeing an officer. The charges carry a max penalty of more than 120 years in prison, a $310,000 fine. He walked into 3 shops, and he did this in the spring and early summer, said he had a gun. Here we go again with I have a gun. They say he took about 500 pairs of high-end glasses, Prada, Gucci brands, but didn't take any cash. And all he said was, I like to be around glasses. He tries them on in front of a mirror, then discards them. That's what he does with them. Duh. And so now he's going to spend who knows how many years in prison because of that, threatening again with the gun. Once you threaten that, my, oh, my. This is a kind of a sad story, but it's news you can abuse, certainly, from Tampa, Florida. A man who had been sleeping in a dumpster got minor injuries after he was picked up by a garbage truck along with the trash. Firefighters and paramedics arrived. They heard Kevin Halloran. He's 52. He's banging on the metal sides of the sanitation truck asking for help. He'd been asleep inside a dumpster behind a restaurant on Sunday night, unknowingly dumped along with the garbage from the restaurants and other businesses into the truck early Monday. And luckily, the employee hadn't activated the compactor after he mistakenly dumped him inside. Because, guess what? That compactor probably would have killed him. Most likely would have killed him, for sure. Here's another one that's a little bit strange, to say the least. A Vermont mayor who agreed in fun to a jousting match with padded sticks and helmets ended up in the emergency room. He broke some ribs. The Sunday joust at a festival was a modern-day reenactment of a fabled fistfight over the city's naming. Who knew? I thought it was padded. So anyway, so Mayor Thomas Lucen and Jeff Blow went at it, and he toppled in less than 15 seconds the Vermont mayor, and the other guy returned the favor with a below-the-belt thrust. So he broke his ribs and lunged forward, slammed into a pedestal, and I guess he's okay, but what a way to go, to end up with rib problems, even though you think that you're just having a little friendly reenactment fist fight. Reenactments can be dangerous, I'm telling you. Sharing a name with somebody who lives in your area isn't usually a big deal, right? Unless your name is Neil Armstrong. 38-year-old Neil Allen Armstrong, a financial services pro from suburban Cincinnati, said he constantly gets calls and he gets packages, lots of packages, from autograph seekers, school kids, reporters. He tries to tell people he's not Neil Armstrong, who's the first man to walk on the moon, but people don't believe him. Hello, he's 38 years old. Neil Armstrong is 78 years old. The former astronaut lives in Indian Hills. He's not in public that much. He was back in the news because of the 40th anniversary. The non-astronaut says he has never met his namesake but welcomed the opportunity. For now, he'll continue telling people, I'm just an average Joe. My name happens to be Neil Armstrong. I love that story. I love that people don't believe him. Nah, you're just kidding us. You just look good. You just look good for your age. Whatever. Let's go to this day in history. 156 days left in the year. Better start your Christmas shopping. In 1540, King Henry VIII's chief minister, Tom Cromwell, was executed. The same day, Henry married his fifth wife, Catherine Howard. 1821, Peru declared independence from Spain. In 1945, a U.S. Army bomber crashed into the 79th floor of the New York Empire State Building, killing 14 people. Remember that? I forgot all about that. The U.S. Senate also ratified the United Nations Charter by a vote of 89-2. 10 years ago, the Senate opened debate on the Republican $792 billion tax cut bill. Also, Surgeon General David Satcher declared suicide a serious national threat, saying, people should not be afraid or ashamed to seek help. 5 years ago, the Democratic National Convention in Boston nominated one of their own, John Kerry, for president. Also, Francis Crick, a Nobel Prize-winning scientist who actually discovered the double helix structure of DNA, which is a big deal, died in San Diego. He was 88 years old. Now let's head on to birthdays, because we got a slew of them. The Beatles helping us with the birthdays. Former Senator Bill Bradley, Democrat from New Jersey. Everybody knows who he is, right? Used to be a big basketball player, played for the Knicks. I know you know him. Garfield, the comic, right? Creator Jim Davis, 64 years old. Bradley, 66. Jim Davis, 64. That's two. I know you know both of those. Okay, Dick Ebersol. You might not know necessarily the name, or you might not know the face, but you know the name. TV producer. He's part of Monday Night Football. He's a big sports producer for NBC, the football coverage now that you see on Sunday night. He is 62 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, broadcast journalist Scott Pelley is 52. You watch 60 Minutes, you've seen this cat. You know who he is. He does some pretty good work, I think, on that show. Actress Lori Loughlin is 45 years old. Remember, she was on Full House with John Stamos. Okay, there's another one you know. Here's one you might know if you are a hockey fan. Former hockey player turned GM Garth Snow is 40. For me, that's a layup. For some of you, it might not be as easy unless you like stuff on the ice. You know what I'm saying? Also celebrating a birthday day, New Jersey Devil forward, sticking with the hockey team, Zach Parise is 25 years old. Celebrating a birthday on the same day, Carly Goodwin is 28, country singer. You might know that name. Houston, Texas linebacker D'Amico Ryans is 25. You watch any sports, you're going to know you would have heard his name for sure. Country rock musician Mark Perlman is 48 years old. Rocker Simon Kirk from Bad Company is 60 years old from Deep Purple. Rocker Steve Morse is 55 years old. Actress Georgia Engel is 61. Mary Tyler Moore Show, a bunch of other stuff. You would know that name for sure. Art critic Robert Hughes is 71 years old. Ring a bell with anybody out there listening? Maybe. Jazz musician producer Delfeo Marcellus is 44 years old. Think jazz. Actress Linda Kelsey is 63 years old. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy, happy birthday to you. Hope someone doesn't pull a fast one on you. You know, the whole thing with the blowing out the candles. It doesn't matter how old you are, what birthday it is. For some reason, I think those candles have to be big sellers. People are always trying to pull that prank. I'm going to leave you with this one from Tom Wolfe, one of my favorites. All youth is bound to be misspent. There is something in its very nature that makes it so, and that is why all men regret it.
Here's the deal, Bill. If I had some DNA, it wouldn't assuage those that don't believe he was born here. But I have news for them and for all of us. The president was born in Honolulu, Hawaii.